This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. There's growing pressure on Republican senators to call U.S. President Donald Trump's former National Security Advisor John Bolton to testify at the president's impeachment trial after Bolton undercut a key defense argument in the draft of a book. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president and his lawyer say he did not tie withholding military aid to Ukraine to his demand for investigating Joe Biden. But former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton alleges in a forthcoming book that's exactly what the president did. As they resumed their case, the president's lawyers did not directly address Bolton's revelations, but Jay Sekulow says there's no proof the president did it.
Not a single witness testified that the president himself said that there was any connection.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says they're out there.
We want Bolton. We want Mulvaney.
Upping pressure on Republicans to allow witness testimony. Four GOP senators would have to sign on, and two are now publicly indicating they're on board, Mitt Romney and Susan Collins. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In a series of tweets, the president is rejecting Bolton's reported account. President Trump has offered China any help needed to combat a deadly outbreak of coronavirus that has killed 81 people. In a tweet, the president said Monday, "We have offered China and President Xi any help that's necessary. Our experts are extraordinary." Beijing, the capital, saw its first death from the illness on Monday. Meanwhile, the Chinese premier has visited the center of the outbreak, the city of Wuhan, to meet with health officials and examine the response to the outbreak. Movement is restricted within the city of Wuhan, and some bus services have reduced their routes. Separately, Mongolia closed its border with China, while Hong Kong and Malaysia announced they would ban entry to visitors from Wuhan. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Sports fans around the world are struggling to find words to describe how they feel about the sudden death of retired U.S. basketball legend Kobe Bryant. Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna were among nine killed Sunday in a helicopter crash in the hills outside Los Angeles. Kobe Bryant was a hugely popular figure in Asia, especially in China, where basketball rivals football as the most popular sport. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Bryant's fan base is rivaled only by Yao Ming, LeBron James, and Michael Jordan. His playing appearances, including the 2008 Beijing Summer Olympics, won by the U.S., were far exceeded by his promotional appearances in the country, both on behalf of his own brand and basketball generally. Elsewhere in Asia, basketball fans in the Philippines offered flowers, wrote notes, and lit candles outside a newly built House of Kobe basketball court in Manila. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
President Trump says the White House will release his long-delayed Middle East peace plan on Tuesday. Mr. Trump made the comment as he greeted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House.
We're going to be announcing a plan tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and that's a plan that Bibi and his opponent, I must say, have to like very much, and I can say in terms of Bibi he does, and I think in terms of his opponent he does too.
Netanyahu told the president and reporters at the White House that he's on board with the plan.
The deal of the century is the opportunity of a century, and we're not going to pass it by.
Benny Gantz, the head of Israel's Blue and White Party and the prime minister's political rival, also visited Washington on Monday to discuss the plan with President Trump. In a separate appearance, he told reporters he supports it.
I thank the president for his profound support of Israel's citizens and for his commitment to their security.
But Palestinians have already dismissed the peace plan. They are furious with Trump for recognizing Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. Palestinians want East Jerusalem as the capital for a future state for them. This week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo heads to London to meet with Britain's Prime Minister and Foreign Secretary as British officials weigh whether or not to allow Chinese telecom giant Huawei to take part in the country's build-out of its 5G network. The British government is expected to make the decision on Tuesday. The United States says Huawei could provide China a back door for spying. That's a claim Huawei rejects. The U.S. military says an American military aircraft crashed in eastern Afghanistan on Monday. There are no indications so far that it was brought down by enemy fire. The spokesman for U.S. forces in Afghanistan says the military plane crashed in the Ghazni province, and there is an investigation of the cause of the crash. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.